In the Bible, the angel Gabriel trumpets the announcement of Mary's pregnancy. In the Davenport Memorial window, on the right of the main sanctuary, Gabriel is depicted at the moment before the trumpet sounds, eyes looking upwards, poised to deliver the news to the congregation below. Commissioned in 1904 and probably made and installed the following year, the window commemorates the lives of Mrs. Martha Davenport's late husband, Bird, and their son, Bird Jr. The abstracted panel below the angel's feet displays the men's dates as well as the inscription. "Whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God." These words are acid etched onto the surface of the multicolored glass, a process used for the majority of inscriptions on Tiffany windows. Acid etching was a common technique whereby varnish was applied to the letters, protecting them as the entire glass piece is dipped in an acid wash. The acid then eats away the unprotected surface, leaving the letters. What is atypical about this inscription is the appearance of the background. The multicolored and distorted composition of the dedication's backdrop harkens back to early experiments by Lewis Comfort Tiffany. It also acts as a platform for the virtuosity of the glassmakers employed by Tiffany Studios, who used glass methods developed by Arthur J. Nash. Nash was responsible for perfecting many of the glassmaking techniques for which Tiffany glass is celebrated, such as the drapery glass used to portray the angel's robes, and the streaky glass that populates the background. While the glass itself presents an illusion of depth, it is the composition that completes the trick. If you look closely at the ends of the angel's wings, you will notice, in most instances, you cannot find them. The glass has been cut and placed next to the glass that comprises the tabernacle border, so that his wings seem to be behind the faux architectural element, creating a convincing suspension of the angel Gabriel in time and place.